I really don't have to preach because you've been preached to already in so many ways. We have a wonderful tradition of giving thanks on this day. We can give thanks for the provision of the bounty of goods that we consume for our daily living, eating and drinking. Today we're going to do that in style. We're going to eat and drink in style. But more than that, we are celebrating how God has made all of it possible. Listen as we read a few verses about God's call to us to give thanks. Psalm 100, 1-3-5. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And then the passage from Isaiah, verse 3. Isaiah 51, verse 3. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. That verse again raises up how we sing to the Lord, as we have already. Come, ye thankful people, come. This is my Father's world. Now thank we all our God for the beauty of the earth. And we're going to finish singing, Let All Things Now Living, a song of thanksgiving raised to the Lord. The Lord restores the ruins to make them like the garden. And it is a beautiful act He does. All through scriptures, Adam and Eve, they started bringing worship to God, and their children did as well. The fruits of the soil and the results of a healthy and vibrant livestock, the first offerings made by Cain and Abel were of the trees and of the animals. But unfortunately, jealousy and grievance drove one to slay the other. And we can see peace broken. So one of our aspirations as Christians is to see peace restored. When peace is available and given, granted to us, we give thanks to God. It's a beautiful thing to live in relative security here. Today we enjoy that. When we are able to produce beautiful art and science and music and creativity, it's a beautiful thing for which we give thanks to God, all of those activities that we can be busy about doing. We grieve when violent forces tear down the fabric of life that brings peace and there's trouble in the world. We are ever so thankful when peace is restored. I have some pictures for this. I forgot about them. Here, Dave, you said. So one of the things the Bible says in Psalm 100, through the generations we give thanks to God. It is something which goes on from age to age. And my slide says there's the greatest generation, the people of World War II history, silent generation, the baby boomers, the Generation X. I'm a baby boomer, I guess, too. Maybe Generation X, Millennials, Generation Z. Through the ages, the Lord gives us opportunity to give thanks to Him. And in ancient times, they gave thanks. This cross I've shown is a Celtic cross from about 500 AD. When Christianity flourished in Ireland, in a time way before I would have ever imagined thinking about it, but Ireland had an ancient, ancient church from which it sent missionaries to many parts of the world and continues to have Christian life and faith today. Israel itself has Thanksgiving built into their life with God at the center. And they were always bringing thank offerings to Him, and especially because He would give them the peace to live and be fruitful. And when peace is restored, this symbol is of the United Nations. It's a beautiful symbol of our prayer that all nations can be gathered in a place where they can talk to each other, learn from each other, and be at peace with each other. And that's an ideal of which our reality is far removed from it, totally. But we are always praying for this on this Thanksgiving Day. Our Lord Jesus taught Israel to bring tithes and offerings to Him, to bring thank offerings to Him and make it a fundamental part of their daily life together. That is why it's so important to celebrate here. Jesus Himself taught us to give thanks when He prayed for His meal. Jesus would give thanks for the loaves and fishes and then feed the crowd. Jesus gave thanks at the Last Supper for the cup and for the bread that we share at the Lord's table. And He taught us that God is the gracious provider of life and the means to support life in this world. Jesus taught us that all good things come from our Father who is in heaven. When our lives have gratitude flowing through them, then we are kinder, better, and more fulfilled kinds of people. Isn't that the world you want? That's the world I want. I'm praying and asking God to help us to have more gratitude. Jesus is a model for showing us what a life lived under the bright lights of heaven is like. He teaches us to wait on the Lord for His strength and favor. Because God is glorious and worthy of all praise. By belonging to God, knowing that we are not even our own, we understand that our lives and the fact that we are living is His gift. When we know it as a gift, then we are grateful to God. And it motivates us to want to bless the Creator with poetry and song and music, which is really what the Psalms are all about. It's poetry, beautifully written. And the words that are sung to music, David's symbol is the harp, but he was a gifted and skilled musician. And that is why we're thankful. We have a harp in our worship, and we have the ability to raise our voices in song to the Lord. Our Thanksgiving and Christmas hymns move us powerfully. We're going to sing some Christmas hymns after the meal and gather in here. Hillary and I were at an event this week. It was the Tumen Bay Youth Orchestra. And an event in the Dusitani, our first visit to the Dusitani. We found our way to the parking garage, never been there. And they sang Christmas carols at the end. So we said, this is a strong Guam tradition. Sing them early. Sing them soon. You know, it's funny because Hillary and I came from a church that loved to observe Advent in Grand Rapids. And they would not sing a single Christmas carol during their worship. They would wait for the end. And that seems like you're wasting all those good songs. They're powerful and wonderful. The singing moves us to lift up our hands in praise and give thanks to God. It helps us to be in the right place for that. And what I'm standing here giving thanks for, especially today, is the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're not food, but they are a product of us living with Christ. By living with God and living, participating with His grace, you grow the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And there's a beautiful picture of them. Love, joy, kindness, faithfulness, patience, peace, goodness, gentleness, self-control. And patience has even landed on the pineapple. That's very appropriate. Living out in Guam, you have to be a bit patient. Be patient. The world doesn't work the way it did back in the States. Does it, Verlin? Becky, you know that. Galatians 5 says that the fruit of the Spirit are these things: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And then there are gifts of the Holy Spirit like wisdom, knowledge, special faith, discernment. These all grow in the soil of God's grace. By our faith placed in God, we inevitably grow a life closer and more like, filled with these things, and more beautiful to the Lord, more beautiful to the earth. We know that the earth and the sun and the rain and the environment. Yes, the environment. I'm saying this for Annette. This is dedicated to you for your degree in environmental studies. God created the environment. Let's talk about it. All of these things make things grow. I live in a tropical island. It's going to stay green. None of the winter where all things go brown and dead. And flowers are gone. I'm in a place where I still see flowers. I give thanks to God for flowers every day. You cannot live a life with God without gratitude. Giving thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness is a forever thing to do. Romans 1:21 says that there are people who, although they knew God, did not glorify him as God, did not give thanks to him, but their thinking became futile or dark, and their foolish hearts were darkened and closed off from giving thanks to God. And when a person is in that place, they're lost. And a person is in that place, they're not going to be growing in the fruit of the Lord. So 2 Corinthians 4:15 says that all of God's grace and power given to his people, the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, was all done for our benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people, Hendrick talking about the ends of the earth, an island with so primitive, it's almost unbelievable to hear your experience. To hear about Carol from the States, to hear about Crystal from Germany, to hear about Annette, who comes from this area of the world. Also, we give thanks that in you, the Lord has caused thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God, and that is for all of us. Our Lord's life in us, our being with Jesus Christ, makes us grow and grow. And gratitude leads our hearts to him and guards our hearts from bitterness and lovelessness. Let's give glory to God and give him thanks always. Let us pray. Dear Lord, may you help us to allow your grace to bring great thanksgiving and praise to you, overflowing to the glory of God. Lord, help us to see how we can be closer to you more and more under your grace, under your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.